Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Labor Department today says that higher energy costs pushed U.S. wholesale prices up 0.3% last month. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, wholesale prices were unchanged in August. Energy prices climbed in late August as tensions rose over Syria, accounting for 2/3 of the monthly increase in wholesale prices. More expensive vegetables and chicken lifted food prices 0.6% in August from July. The report is the latest sign that inflation remains at historically low levels. Despite efforts by the Federal Reserve to stimulate growth through trillions of dollars in bond purchases, USDA and Coca-Cola are teaming up to restore watersheds that have been damaged or altered by development, wildfires, and agriculture. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is announcing a 5-year partnership today with Coca-Cola. The goal is to slow runoff and replenish groundwater on federal lands. Vilsack says federal budget cuts have the USDA turning to foundations and corporations for help. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,346, is up 33 points. The NASDAQ is sitting at, well, the computer's grinding slowly. We'll go to the S&P, 1686, and it is up 1.5. The NASDAQ, 3178, and it is up 2. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will be quite varied, but as long as Tropical Depression 10, which is likely to become Tropical Storm Ingrid this weekend, will become the single most influential factor to our forecast, depending on what it does and how long it does it. The storm system is expected to drift across the Bay of Campeche or the southwestern Gulf of Mexico and move inland sometimes later this weekend into parts of northeast or east central portions of Mexico. The storm is not expected to move very quickly, but it is expected to become a tropical storm, and because of that, there will be less moisture influx into the U.S. Crop areas because the storm system will trap the moisture in the western Gulf of Mexico for a while. That means that the rain event in the western corn belt slated for this weekend and that which occurs early next week will both be somewhat restricted on moisture availability, limiting the rain distribution across the western corn belt and, for that matter, some areas in the east as well. We do expect to see, though, a chance for rain to occur during this period of time, and it looks like our first disturbance will occur Saturday through Monday in the western corn belt. We'll look for 75% coverage. Rain totals of 0.15 to 0.6 inches will be most likely in the western corn belt, and some local totals may be getting upwards to an inch or an inch to an inch 10 or something like that. We won't see very many locations getting this significant rainfall. Sunday into Monday, the eastern Midwest will see its showers, but they will not be as well distributed. We'll expect 45% coverage, rain totals to 0.3 inches with maybe an isolated 0.75 inch amount with parts of Illinois wettest. Some of the pure model data this morning suggested Illinois might get more than an inch of rain, but only in a small part of the north, and I'm playing it down because I believe that the tropical cyclone is going to limit the amount of available moisture for the system. Another disturbance will occur Tuesday and Wednesday in both the east and western corn belts. This will be a warm front that will begin to rise from the southwest to the northeast, and we'll expect 60% coverage in both the east and western corn belts. Rain totals will run upwards to 0.3 inches, some local totals to 0.75 inches. Again, under normal circumstances, we would see greater amounts of rain, but it looks like that tropical system is still going to be locking up the moisture in the western Gulf of Mexico and parts of Texas during the early to middle part of next week. The next cool front that cuts through the Midwest will be Thursday and Friday of next week. It is expected to be a very weak frontal boundary, but it will have a slower movement and might allow for some locally greater rains to occur. Maybe 65% coverage will occur in the western Corn Belt Thursday and Friday a week from now, with 0.5 to 0.4 inch of rain, maybe some local amounts to 0.8 inch. And the eastern Midwest might see better coverage with 85% coverage of 0.2 to 0.8, some local amounts to 1.20 inch. Our temperatures are expected to be rather cool for the next few days. We are through with the 90-degree temperatures for this week. Yesterday's highs were mostly 70s and 80s across the Midwest. Today, all the way through early next week, we'll likely see highs in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest, with some 50s occurring periodically in the Great Lakes region. Our low temperatures tomorrow morning will be in the 30s and 40s across the Great Lakes region. In fact, mostly middle and upper 30s will occur, but patchy frost will be possible across the region. Already this morning, we saw some middle and upper 30s occurring in parts of northern and eastern Minnesota and portions of Wisconsin, so the cool air is definitely there. We'll see a reinforcing shot of cool air coming into the northern parts of the Midwest as we get into Sunday and Monday. Another couple of cool mornings Monday into Tuesday will occur with more frost potential, but no freezing temperatures, and the frost that occurs should not kill our crops. We'll look for a warming trend to occur later next week, and we'll get back into temperatures that are slightly warmer than usual. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 697 and three quarters down four. Soft December wheat, 646 and three quarters down six and a quarter. September corn, 476 down three. December, 462 and three quarters down three and a half. September soybeans, 1439 down three. November, 1395 down one. October soybean meal, 449.80 up 60. September soybean oil, 42.83 up 14. October, 42.61 down 17. October live cattle, 125, 22 and a half up 40. September feeders, 157, 47 and a half up 45. And October lean hogs are 90.90 and they are up 70. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems as would-be corn bulls are dying the death of 1,000 paper cuts, and they got more of them yesterday.
Yeah, really. We're just we're seeing, you know, the old crop tightness is one of the things that they've been hanging on to. I mean, we're starting to see harvest get going fairly quite a bit of activity this week. Yields seem to be average or below average that we've heard so far. The rain, you know, the heat's gone. The rain's starting to supposed to be coming in over the next week in some areas. I think that the trade right now after yesterday is expecting the yields will probably go up. Still some chance that we may see some reduction in acreage, but probably could see demand go down a little bit too.
So the question then becomes, how stout are the August lows?
Well, I think we kind of went down there and did a pretty good test there yesterday and held at that low. I don't have it here right in front of me yesterday. But I think we're kind of in a, you know, on the low end of the range still. I don't know that we have to see this thing completely sell off here, because the other side of the coin is that we do have that bean yields will continue to drop some. At least this is a trade perception, I think. And we, you know, have tight old crop stock still, and harvest hadn't got going much on beans. So I think the beans can continue to kind of help support the corn. So, you know, I think corn can get up there to 475 again on the December futures, maybe 485. But I think if you're looking for some targets, that's probably a decent one to look at right now.
That low yesterday at 456 and a quarter. Let's look at the soybeans. It's a tale of two cities. The soybeans have quite the different story than corn.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, we don't really know where we're at on yields, but I mean, it's when you look at the weather, you look at the ratings, it's hard to anticipate they're going to be a lot, you know, better than we expect, but we'll see once we get out there. And some of the early beans may actually have some pretty decent yield. We'll just have to see as we get into it more. But we have very tight, you know, supplies evidently, because we're still seeing strong basis levels. And we do have the September going off the board today for both corn and beans, which kind of creates a weekly chart that shows, you know, a lower, you know, we're going into a lower market because both of them have an inverted market here on the corn and beans.
And you sent me a little note yesterday about the pod counts. You have to dig in a little bit deeper to the report, but the pods aren't there in many states.
Yeah, I was really kind of taken by the pod counts in Minnesota and Iowa, especially comparing them to the past several years. You know, when we've talked about this, I think, on the radio before, I mean, you can question whether you're going to fill pods or not, but if you don't have the pods there, you know you're not going to fill them. And I, you know, it tends to go up from September through October, you know, as far as the pod count, but, boy, they're pretty low compared to some past years.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 475 3/4, down 3 1/4, goes off the board at noon. December, 462 1/2, down 3 3/4. September soybeans, 1436, down 6, and November, 1393, down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.